The Blue Carpet Corridor celebration over the weekend attracted international visitors and even a furry friend.
I'm holding a Pooh Bear, actually, but he's got on a lot of Route 66. He's got a Route 66 hat with signatures on it and a pair of sunglasses that have Route 66 on them. And he has this bib that we got in Winslow, Arizona, and we put pins on it of all the places that he's been.
That's Melody Bielfeldt of Colfax describing her stuffed Pooh Bear that travels with her and her husband along Route 66. Bielfeldt says Pooh Bear has traveled the entire Route 66 with them, which they traveled over the span of 5 years. Litchfield was one of the 19 communities participating in the inaugural Blue Carpet Corridor Festival. Bielfeldt, her husband, and Pooh Bear stopped by the Route 66 Museum in Litchfield on Sunday during the event.
We're actually from near Bloomington, Illinois, and we were traveling with what they call the Illinois Route 66 Motor Tour that they have once a year. And this year we started on the north end in Berwyn, and we were traveling south to Edwardsville. But when we got to Carlinville, we decided to hop back over here to Litchfield because we like Litchfield so much.
Bielfeldt says they've traveled the Red Carpet Corridor during its annual festival, and they enjoy traveling Route 66 by car and stopping to visit people.
The first time we traveled Route 66, we were with friends, wanted to do Illinois in a weekend, and we thought, you know, it'd be no problem at all. So we went to Chicago, we spent the night, and then we had reservation down here at Carlinville, and we only got as far as Pontiac. So then we got on the interstate, drove down to Carlinville, and the next day then we went to visit Chain of Rocks Bridge and started working our way back up and only got as far as Lincoln. But we only average about 14 miles an hour because all the time we spend talking to people and seeing, you know, different things like what you have here at the museum and stuff. So we learned after that when we had to allow more time for all these fun things.
Route 66 Museum and Welcome Center President Martha Jackson says over the weekend, the museum attracted many visitors from all over the world.
It surprised us that there were as many as we had because this is the first year for it and we didn't know how many to expect. So we're real thrilled with the number. We've had them from Denmark and Sweden and Australia and all over, and a lot of Litchfield people have come in, which we're thrilled to have. It's been a good turnout, and I think the pickers have attracted a lot of people to Litchfield, so we're thrilled for that. And we'll see how it goes and see what comes up next year.
Travelers on the Blue Carpet Corridor could pick up a passport book and at each location get their passport stamped.
This is called a passport stamp, and this was used at every location on the Blue Carpet Corridor. We also have one that we stamped for the Illinois Route 66.
For WSMI News, I'm Sarah Tomach.